is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 through 32. Look what he said to Peter. Praise God, when Peter was about to go off and do something that was really crazy. He was going to deny his God. Yeah. But guess what? He spoke to him. He interceded for him. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. Praise God. And that he may what? Sift you as wheat. Anybody have been ever seen a sifter? You young folks, y'all don't know what that is. Everything y'all get is already mixed and gone, ready to go. But when we older folks had to do a sifter, you would put that flour and put that stuff in that sifter, crank that thing like that, and it would sift out all of the good stuff would fall on in the pan, praise God, and then all that old hard stuff stay in there, you throw that in the trash can. So Satan wanted to sift him as wheat. But look how he interceded for him. He said, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted. Now, he doesn't mean converted. I'm talking about giving his life, because Peter had already given his life. What he was trying to tell Peter, when you come back to your senses, Peter, when you come back to me, praise God, then I want you to go out now and strengthen those brethren of yours, praise God. So he interceded, praise God, he intercedes for each of us every day that we get up. Amen. So we have that's five reasons right there. Praise God. That's five. God is for us. Praise God. Christ died for us. God justifies us. And then what? Jesus intercedes for us. But let me give you number five as I get ready to get out of here. I'm not too long. Oh, yeah, this just it's just 20 minutes after, praise God. I hope they got the, I don't smell nothing. Oh, yeah. Look, finally as I get ready to go, praise God, and close this thing out, Christ loves us. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. You may not feel love by your husband. You may not feel love by your wife. You may not feel love by your mama or your daddy. You may not even feel love by your sister or your brother. But I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. And if you read verses 35 all the way down through the end of that text, they reflect that God cannot fail us. But it is possible, praise God, that we can fail him. Suppose a great trial come up. Suppose great suffering, praise God, come up against us, praise God, and we fail, praise God. What then should we do? Paul deals with this in these verses, and he comes to the conclusion that nothing, oh boy, hallelujah, that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul lets us know that God does not shelter us, praise God, from the difficulties of life because we need them for our own spiritual growth. I just shared with you Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good. Them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And praise God, and that means those difficult times. That means those times that we suffer. That means those times when everything is gone hunky-dory. Praise God, he works all of those things out. Praise God, for your good if you are a born-again believer. Amen. You see, God permits things to happen to us. Don't you think that that one that's talking about you, God knows what they were getting ready to say. Don't you think that that one that's running your name down, after you have tried to do everything that you could to help them, praise God. Don't you think, praise God, that when they say things about you, praise God, that God doesn't already know. He's just toughing you up. Amen. Because he knows that down the road, if you keep on living, if you can learn to get over this one, he's toughing you up. Oh, I'm talking to these elected officials. You know, you when you're an elected official, man, people shooting at you from every angle. You try to please one, and you got five throwing some fingers at you. You try to go in one direction, praise God, as the Lord leads you and as the law allows you, but you got 15 fingers pointing at you. Praise God, wanting you to go in their direction. But don't you worry about it. Praise God, God is just toughening you up. Praise God, because he has a plan for you. And I'm trying to let everybody here to know today, praise God, whatever it is you're going through today, you're not by yourself. Don't you know that? Praise God. That was a young boy by the name of David who penned some words. Everybody knows this. Praise God. In the 23rd Psalm, praise God, verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death.
Yeah.
Praise God. What did he say? I will feel no evil. Why, David? Why don't you fear any evil? Because thou art with me.
Yeah.
Praise God. So when you know that he is with you,
yeah,
praise God, let them say what they want to say.
Yeah.
When you know that he is with you,
yeah,
let them call you everything but a child of God.
Yeah.
When you know that he is with you,
yeah,
let them say that you are prejudiced.
Yeah.
Let them say that you are a bigot.
Yeah.
Let them say that you are this or that, praise God. But you know that you got him on your side.
Yeah.
Praise God. And as they talk,
yeah,
praise God, all he's doing is toughening you up.
Yeah.
Praise God for a greater challenge,
yeah,
that is coming down the road. And the thing that I like about this whole text,
yeah,
when we continue to read, it says that he gives us power to be what? Conquerors.
Yeah.
Amen. In fact, Paul writes, we are more,
yeah,
than conquerors.
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You are not just a conqueror,
yeah,
you are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
You know what a more than conqueror is? Praise God, that tells me that we are super conquerors.
Yeah.
In other words, praise God, this means that he gives us victory,
yeah,
and he gives us more victory.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need not fear.
Yeah.
Praise God, we need not fear life or death. In other words, that's the full range of existence. We ought not fear angels nor principalities.
Yeah.
I'm talking about those hostile forces, praise God, both supernatural and natural.
Yeah.
We are not to fear those things present or those things to come.
Yeah.
In other words, praise God, talking about all those things that may come and the uncertainties of time.
Yeah.
Nor height, nor depths. In other words, it reaches every way from the space all the way down. We need not fear because Jesus loves us and he gives us the victory. You see, we believers have complete victory. Amen. Let me close now. Amen. We have complete victory. We are free from judgment because Jesus Christ died for us and we have his righteousness. We are free from defeat because Christ lives in us by his spirit and we share his life. Praise God. We are free from discouragement because Jesus Christ is coming for us and we shall, praise God, share in his glory. We are free from fear because Christ intercedes for us and we cannot be separated from his love. Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, I'm glad to report this morning that we are a church that will let nothing separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. There is no obligation. There is no frustration. There is no separation. You see, because if God be for us, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if God be for you, who in the world can be against you? Let me see, can I say that again? I heard some on that side. I didn't hear too many on this side. If God be for you, who is it that can be against you? I hear a little bit more, but let me go to the center here. If God be for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Let me go back over here. If God be for you, who is it that can be against you? The answer is nobody. That's not going to stop them from talking about you. That's not going to stop them from running your name down. But I'm here to tell you, if God be for you, nobody can be against you, because his love settled it a long time ago. Praise God, his love let us know, praise God, that we don't ever have to worry about being separated from his love. Because his love started a long time ago. On a hill called Calvary. After they had whipped him all night long, took a crown of thorns and thrust upon his head, stretched him out wide and lifted him up high, took a spear, pierced him in his side. But praise God, he did it because of his love for you and his love for me. And he stayed on that cross until he died. Took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave, stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But you want to know something? Early one Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, this same Jesus got out of that grave to let me know and to let you know that there should be nothing that separates us from his love. He has already proven his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He did not send his son into this world to condemn the world. He could have done that from on high, but that through his love, the world may be saved. That's love. I'm through. So as believers, we are Second Union. 129 years.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler. Until redeeming. God with the CA.
You're tuned into the spiritual
heart.
In an in-depth
But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what
as evangelist Ron Bell takes you further
you were born
into the word
in a manger,
of God.
Manger boy, but on a tree.
Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your word. We know that your word is power, your word is strength, your word is comfort to us. And we ask you this day, Lord, that those that are under the sound of my voice, those that hear these words, Lord, whether they need healing, deliverance, whether they need power, whether they need to be saved, no matter what condition that they're in, Lord, I believe that your word is your power. Your word is you. Your word is you speaking to us. And I know this day that we call on you for your people. And we ask you, Lord, that you hear their prayers, hear their cries, and deliver them from every trouble and every problem that they're having this day. And we know that You're all power, and there's nothing too hard for God. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to let this word work in them. All of those that hear my voice, I'm asking you to let the power of God flow through the airways. Let your anointing flow through the airways. Heal and deliver your people, Lord. Your word, you sent your word by Jesus Christ, and I'm sending your word through the airways, that people that hear my voice will be healed, be delivered, and set free from every problem, from every sickness, from every disease, from poverty, and from lack, and everything that the devil has put upon them. Lord, I believe right now, according to your word, and I ask that it be done in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for it right now. Today we're going to be talking about the works of God. We have been called, we have been appointed, we have been anointed, and we have been ordained to do the works of God. I want to talk to you about these works and the ways that we can get these works done that God has called us to do. And I'm going to begin with Isaiah 58 and 1. You know, this is real important. We're talking about the prophet Isaiah, and we know that he's one of the major prophets of the Bible. And most of his prophecies has come to pass, and there are still a few that haven't come to pass. So I want you to know the seriousness of this. These are just not verses out of the Bible. These are things that have happened, and these are things that's going to happen. And in Isaiah 58, God is telling us the things that we should do. This is one of those works that we have to do. And it says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their ways. Saints of God, cry aloud means to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice so that the people can hear. Don't stay down in a monotone voice where they know that that's where you are, and that monotone voice, and they know what you're meaning. It's not too much meaning to it. But when you lift that voice up and you get loud, then the people are going to hear. They're going to take notice. Well, they got loud, so let's hear what they're saying. That's the purpose of crying out loud, lifting up your voice like a trumpet. You know, a trumpet is not something that's real light and low. It's very loud. And if you're standing by somebody that's playing a trumpet, you almost have to put some earplugs in because it's loud. And this is what God is telling Isaiah to tell us. Cry loud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. See, that's what's wrong now. This is what's wrong right now in the pulpit. They're not teaching and preaching the things that God wants them to preach. They take some of the little minor things in the Bible, like they teach on joy and love and giving and receiving. And that's good, because all of it is good. But when it comes to sin, you can't stay on love and joy and peace and giving. You're going to have to hit those sins on the head. If you want people to change, you're going to have to hit those sins on the head, just like Jesus did. You know, the prostitutes, he told them, you know, you're living a life that's not right. The tax collectors that were stealing money, he told them, you can't steal and make it into heaven. He told the people of their transgressions and their sins. And saints of God, this is our work. We have to do the same thing. You know, God don't want us to hold back, but he wants to tell the people of their sins. We can't look at the sins of the people and say nothing. You know, that's one of the problems in the church today, as I said before. That's one of the problems that's in the church today. The pastors have stopped calling out sin, and they're preaching messages like love and joy and giving. This is the things that they're teaching today, saints. Not that that's not good. In its place, that's good. But that's not going to get people out of their sins. In Matthew 11, started at the second verse. Well, we'll just talk about Matthew 11. And Jesus was teaching, and he was preaching in the place where John was in prison. And John heard that somebody was preaching the word of God. And so he sent two of his disciples, you know, he sent two of his disciples to see what was being taught and to bring him back a report. And that's in Matthew 11. And the two disciples, you know, they said unto him when they got back, they was talking to Jesus, and they said unto Jesus, they said, "Are thou he that should come?" Because they was finding out information for John. So they asked Jesus, they say, "Are thou he that should come? Or do we look for another?" And in the fourth verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see." Jesus told him, go back and tell him again the things that you hear and see. And the verse 5, it says, this is what Jesus told him. He said, "The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hears. The dead is raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." See, this is what Jesus is telling John's two disciples to go back and tell him. And then he said in verse 6, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." See, saints of God, I think this is what one of the problems is with the church today. We're offended about Jesus. You know, we get irritated. We get annoyed. We get angry, you know, because we don't want to teach this the way God tells us to teach it. We don't want to call out sin and say sin is sin. Homosexuality is wrong. Lying is wrong. Cheating is wrong. Backbiting is wrong. We don't want to tell people that stuff. I don't really know why, because I know I don't have a problem talking about the word of God. But I guess if you have 5,000 people, members in your church, if you have 20,000 members in your church, and you don't want to lose none of them because you don't want to lose the money, then I suppose you will teach some kind of gospel like that. You know, you'll teach on love, you'll teach on peace, you'll teach on anything but sin. And that's what's going to make a person go to heaven or hell, whether they know their sins and turn from them, change. That's the only way you're going to make it into heaven. So that is the main purpose of the gospel, is to show the people of God their sins, show them where they do error and do not the truth. That's what Isaiah said. You know, Jesus was telling John when he told him all that, you know, go tell him that the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hears, the dead is raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. You know, he said, go tell him all of that. And then he said, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Don't be ashamed because I'm teaching this. Jesus was telling John about the works he was doing. These are the works that we must do also, saints. The very same works that Jesus was doing then, and he was telling John about it, we have the same works. This is what we must do. This is what we are to do also. You know, our works are to seek and save those that are lost, just like Jesus. We can't shun people that sin. Jesus never did. We pray for them. We correct them. We don't ignore the sin. We don't take the side of the sin. We don't do that. We tell them about their sins, and then we pray for them, and then they can get rid of those sins. You know, Jesus cast out demons and devils, you know, out of the Gadarene. You know that portion of scripture. Jesus cast out those demons and devils. That man was in the rocks. They said a man was in the rocks, and it was in chains, and he had broken the chains. He was cutting himself, and all these kind of things he was doing to his own self. You know, what does that sound like today? That sounds just like those people that have these mind problems today. Schizophrenia and they're schizoid and all this kind of stuff. That's no more than demons and devils. And it say and these demons and these devils, the Bible says that was in that Gadarene, they went into